the Gillette Safety Razor Company once again brings you your original community sing with Milton Berle, Wendell Hall, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, Andy Sinella and Little Jolly. We're all one harmonious family, so let's all sing like the birdies sing. And now that the baseball season has officially opened, I would like to throw out the first Berle. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you very much, Dan. That was very, that was, introduction was quite fitting, really. Throw out the first Berle. I got two strikes on me already. You probably don't know, but I come from a baseball family. My father was a great baseball player.
What are you, his first error?
Dan Seymour, another ball out of you and I'll walk. Dan, why must you always take that attitude? I never look for trouble. Don't I mind my own business?
Yeah, if you can call keeping the audience awake a business.
Who keeps them awake? I put them to sleep. Now, wait a minute, wait. You got me all confused. I'm all mixed up. Now, where was I?
You were just finishing the program. You know, you were signing off.
Oh, yes. Well, good night, everybody.
Let them go, folks. Let them go. Then we'll have some fun.
Now, listen, Seymour, listen. I heard it. What's going on here? You're trying to get me off the program. Dan, it's not fair. It's not right. It's not cricket.
I know, but I don't like cricket. I play badminton. Tell me, Milton, do you play badminton?
What happened to the argument we were just having?
I said, do you play badminton?
No, I play goodminton.
What?
Wow, that was a snapper, boy. And in spite of all your interruptions, Dan, baseball is still my favorite game. You know, I flew to New York for the opening game last Tuesday. What a crowd. The ticket speculators wanted $11 for a box seat, and a scorecard for a quarter. So I sat on a scorecard. And you know who was there, Dan? Jack Dempsey, Jimmy Walker, Al Smith. What a game. I met Tessie Greelick, my old girlfriend. Say, you should have seen the aeroplane that flew over the
field. Now, wait a minute. Who won the game?
How should I know? I can't watch everything. But it's lucky that I went.
Why?
Well, you remember I told you 6 months ago my grandmother disappeared after being kissed by Robert Taylor?
Yes.
Well, I finally located her. She's pitching for the Giants. I really did. I'm telling you, Dan, there's a baseball team, the Giants. They can play great baseball, but they can't play pinochle. You know why?
Sure, because the Cards are in St. Louis.
Yeah, the Cosmos in St. Louis. My favorite joke, and you steal the punchline. Sometimes I feel as if I can't go on. I'm burning up. I got just enough patience left to present the red-headed music maker, Wendell Hall.
Thank you, neighbors. And thanks, Milton. Say, Milton, what's all the trouble?
Oh, I'm burning up, Wendell. I'm burning up.
Maybe it's the heavy underwear you're wearing.
Oh, another insult, huh? Well, I know where I'm not wanted. Radio program. I can get along without this.
Now that we've got Berle out of the way, there'll be a hot time tonight in Tara Boom Die. Those are the first two songs. There'll be a hot time. Ready, Gillette, sing! Present for all you song scholars now a flash from your sportscaster.
Hello, fans. Tonight we paid tribute to the late Ned Hanlon, who is known as the father of modern baseball because he introduced the principle of teamwork between batter and base runner. His greatest contribution was the hit and run play. The signal is up. The base runner gets set at first. He's off like a flash on the pitcher's motion. The batter must hit that ball. He swings, drives it cleanly into right, and the runner crosses the plate with a winning run.
Boy, that's teamwork.
Man, just as in shaving, when you know the fine points of baseball, it's easy to see it's not a game for misfits. If you're having shaving troubles, it's probably because you're using a misfit blade in your razor. And here's the reason. When you use a misfit blade, one shaving edge may be exposed so much that it scrapes your face and makes it sore and tender. Or one shaving edge may not be exposed enough. Then it skips over the beard in the hard-to-shave spot, and you don't get a clean shave. To prevent these shaving troubles, the Gillette blade is designed and made to fit the Gillette razor with the accuracy of a fine watch. They are the perfectly matched shaving combination. So buy a package of Gillette blades tomorrow and start in getting the world's finest shave.
That was Dan Seymour, the cleanest announcer on the air. I know it because the sponsor said he's all washed up after tonight. And now a great team of Toonsters, if there ever was one, and there is one, the Gillette gentlemen, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare.
There they are. Well, boys.
Hi, Bill.
Boys, I'm glad to see you. You're two fellas who appreciate a comedian when you see one.
Yeah, I wish we had one on the show.
I'm definitely finished now. Another crack. This is the end. I'm telling you, I'm leaving.
Good.
A body of men respected and feared is the Royal Canadian Mounted. These heroic men by women have been encountered. They are worthy of praise for this fact we know. When laws have been broken, they're called and they go.
On through the hail, like a pack of angry wolves on the trail. We are after you, dead or alive. We are out to get you, dead or alive.
And we mean it too. If you're the one, run your son, son of a gun.
Son, you are done. Throw your gun away.
Here comes the Mounties to get you and they're after now.
They get them ants is very true, but by romance they're captured too.
One Mountie thought he was immune, but when love came, he sang this tune.
You mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me, my Rosemary.
They sing many types of songs beneath those skies.
Now we bring the one they sing with friendly trappers. There, my gal.
We gotta get home by sundown. Mush along, you huskies. We gotta get home by sundown to the end of the caribou trail. We gotta put miles behind us. Mush along, you huskies. We gotta let nighttime find us at the end of the caribou trail.
Somebody waits in an old log cabin, hoping we get there soon.
He knows the wolves howl around that cabin when the sun makes way for the moon.
We gotta get home by sundown, mush along, you huskies. We gotta get home by sundown to the end of the caribou trail.
To those troopers of a friendly nation,
this song will express our admiration.
Give us some men who are stout-hearted men
who will fight for the rights they adore.
Stop me with 10 who are stout-hearted men
and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder and bolder they go as they go through the war.
Then there's nothing in the world can alter modern plans.
All right, Wendell, take it away. Take it, Mr. Hall.
There goes 12 paratroopers. Now, neighbors, the red-headed music maker has a couple of tip-top tunes up his sleeve, and you've got in your new Gillette songbooks. Join in with us, will you? It's I love you truly, and I can't give you anything but love. First, I love you truly, Gillette Space. Where's that guy, Burl? He's on. He's on now.
I don't know, Wendell. He should be here. Oh, Jolly, have you seen Burl?
Yeah, I just saw him outside. He was getting into a taxi cab, and he gave me this note to give you.
A note? Let me see what it says. To whom it may burn up. Your attitude being what it is, I'm leaving immediately for my hunting lodge in the Bronx. I realize that the program will not get another laugh, but you should have thought of that. I will not come back until you all publicly apologize. Not yours, M. Burl. P.S. I would have signed at Milton, but why should I get intimate? Oh, so that's the situation, eh? I always wanted to show that guy up. Comedian. Folks, did you hear the one about Pat and Mike? Pat met Mike on the street and said, "Hello, Mike, what's new?" So Mike said, "New York!"
Hello, folks, I'm back. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, you came back. I thought you were on your way to the Bronx.
Well, you know those Hollywood taxi drivers. They have a terrible sense of direction.
Yeah. Sure, you were worried because I told a gag and got a big laugh.
A laugh? You mean that kidder?
Listen, Burl. We were doing fine without you, and for my part, you can leave now. Vamoose, get a move on, take the air, scram.
Well, I'll stay if you insist.
Mr. Burl, I thought you weren't coming back unless we apologized.
That's right, but I sensed an apologetic tone in Seymour's voice when he told that joke which just fell flat. Now, I could have told the same joke, and I could have gotten a yell.
My daddy yells when you tell jokes.
He does?
Yeah, but I can't repeat what he yells.
You see, Jolly, I would have said in my own sophisticated manner, "Did you hear the one about Pat and Mike? Pat said to Mike, 'Hello, Mike, what's new?' And Mike said, 'New York.'" Thanks, Mom. Now, that's what I call a laugh. Don't come in.
Mr. Burl?
Oh, it's you again.
I've been listening to your programs for several weeks.
Is that so? Well, what do you think of them?
I wouldn't worry. Things are bad everywhere.
Wendell, what are you laughing at?
That baseball story you told. The Giants play great baseball, but they can't play pinochle. And you know why?
Why?
Because the Cubs are in Chicago.
Get out. Listen, Ball, I haven't finished with you, and you too, Seymour. Once and for all, publicly, I want both of you to apologize right now.
Oh, nuts!
That's slang, folks. That meaning we apologize. And now that we're all friends again, and there's no more trouble... Get away from my door. Come in.
Burl.
Oh, hello. It's Jack LaRue.
Listen, Burl. Listen, I have no time to fool around. I'm on the spot.
What? You, Jack? You on the spot? Well, you're the toughest guy in pictures. You're not afraid of anything.
Yeah, well, I sneak in here on account of the G-Men. Oh, wait till I get my hands on him. I'll take care of the G-Men once and for all.
Jack, what do you mean you'll take care of the G-Men?
No, just this. G-Men, try a Gillette blade and your Gillette razor. Your face may not make a confession, but it will certainly come clean.
That was very good.
You see, Jolly, I try to cooperate. I just politely mention the product, and if your daddy is fair, he'll appreciate that.
Why, Mr. Brill, my daddy appreciates you.
Yeah?
And not only that, he's interested in what you do on the program.
You see, the sponsor's interested in what I do.
Sure, only last week I heard him say, I've been listening to this program for 33 weeks. What's Burl doing on it?
Go. Goodbye, Jolly. Go.
I've got a song and I have to sing it.
Will you go before I lose my temper?
Before you lose your temper, count up to three.
Well, I will. One, two, three.
Goody. Now, may I have the phone?
The phone? What do you want with the phone?
Hello, operator. Get me Blue Blade 5425. Hello, Daddy. This is Jolly. You were wrong what you said that Milton Burl. Yes, I just heard him. He can count up to three.
Oh, very nice. Why did I ever go on radio? Just think, I could be laying off in front of the palace. Sing, Jolly, sing.
Johnny, get your gun and sword and pistol and fall in line. Bring your kitty cars and hobby horses. It's marching time. Listen to the bugle, play a Yankee Doodle, hear the melody. Hemp, hemp, keep step with the Sweet Tooth Infantry. Hear the zing and the zang and the bing and the bang of the big tin pan parade. Hear the zoom and the boom as they march through the room on the big tin pan parade. You never heard such tune as they pound on the pans with a tablespoon. Oh, they march to the cookies and plums. They'll soon have a pain in their tummy tum-tum. Well, the captain, of course, has a broom for a horse as he leads them off to war. Little feet will retreat if they meet with defeat when they charge the kitchen door. It's Waterloo for Napoleon if he tracks across the linoleum. Clear the way, hip hooray, for the big tin pan, hooray.
That was Jolly, our 10-year-old singing sensation. And here comes your phone book now.
Listen, folks, Andy Sinella's orchestra is playing tunes the whole country has been singing for years. You'll find the words to them in Gillette's new songbook number 2. This amazing little book has the words to well over 100 of your favorite songs. Old songs, new songs, sad songs, and funny songs. It also has splendid pictures of the entire cast of the Gillette Community Sing. It's a book that you'll prize. And all you have to do to get one is to send in your name and address together with an empty Gillette Blade package, not the individual wrapper, but the package, to the Gillette Safety Razor Company, Box 20, Boston, Massachusetts. In Canada, send your name and address with an empty Gillette Blade package to the Gillette Safety Razor Company, Montreal, Canada. In a Hall-O-Mania mood as he specializes in one of his splendiferous specialties. From swing time, Bojangles of Harlem. Go ahead, Wendell, jangle.
Ask anyone of Harlem Way who that guy Bojangles is. They may not know who's president, but ask them who Bojangles is. In the most entrancing business, that's what they call the dancing business. When there's a beat, I'm on the street. Brother, you go and bet all you know. Sister, you know, that ain't no one but four.
Oh, Bojangles of Harlem, you dance the hot stuff. Young folks love you in Harlem, let's pay. From out of pool rooms and kids to start rocking out of school rooms. Oh, Bojangles of Harlem, the whole town's at your heels. Leaping their flaps, missing their meals, running like rats. Go in and pray, throw those long legs away.
Here comes, yeah, oh, Bojangles now, here comes.
young folks, yeah, they love him in Harlem.
Outside from behind the pool rooms and kids start trudging out of school. Old Bojangles of Harlem, the whole town's at your heels. Leaving their flash, missing their meal, running like rats, going astray, throw no long way away.
Thank you. And now for that great motion picture production still in the making, Burl's Brevities.
Everybody quiet now. Everybody quiet. I think I'll take it from this angle. No, this is the best angle. Wait, I'll shoot it from this angle. Gosh, this is a difficult shot, but if I make it, it will be beautiful. Ready now? The eight ball in the side pocket.
All right, Miss Smith. Miss Smith. Miss Smith, pick up your cue.
Oh, quit shooting, Paul, and start shooting Burl's Brevity. And hurry, the movie fans of America are yelling for Burl's Brevity.
Yeah, they're yelling now. Wait till they see the picture. Now, let's get going. Where is Judge... Where's Judge Strait? Where is my star? Judge Strait on deck.
Pardon my sucky accent, but did you say deck?
Why, it's Judge Hugo Strait back in person.
No, it's me, Matt Frayson, and I don't mean Amy.
Yes, right. Don't mean Amy. That's a sample of what you're going to hear.
Pardon me, did you say deck?
Yes, I said deck, and go ahead and mop up.
Okie dokie. The boy stood on the Bernie's deck. His feet did touch the water. Longfellow.
Will you stop those rhymes? Now I know why Poe's raving. I want
Come
you...
Come on, quit the bad living. What's the matter with it? Let's shoot this picture. I'm picking side of all this.
You're picking side. All right, we're ready to go. Now, where is my confounded director, Miss Shamoody?
The boy stood on the burning deck. The boy stood on the burning deck. The boy stood on the burning deck. What a hot foot. How do you do?
We did all right. We did fine up until now. Now, Mister, I want you to shoot the scene, and I want you to get plenty of sophistication into it.
I'll not only get plenty of sophistication into it, but as we say over in France, c'est bon, c'est.
All right. Now, we're all ready. We're all ready now for the big scene. Hugo, this scene takes place at 11 o'clock, late in the evening.
What am I doing?
What are you doing? It's late in the evening, Judge. You are taking a bath.
Ah, history is made at night.
That's one of the funniest jokes I ever heard. Yeah. And if you try any more, I'll slug you right in the push.
No, man.
Yes, I mean it.
I'm going to check him out.
Now, wait, we'll eliminate the bathtub scene as we want to keep the picture very clean.
That's what I always say, where there's a will, there's a haze.
Oh. Very bad, Judge. Where there's a haze, there's you. Now, here's the scene, too. Here's the scene, Misha. Judge Strait is dressed, and he's ready to leave for the fashionable Beaux-Arts ball. He is standing in front of a mirror, admiring his top hat, white tie, and tail.
All right, Judge Strait. Go stand in front of the mirror.
Straighten me. Mercy me, how handsome I am tonight. I'm merely charming.
Judge, that's not a mirror you're looking at. That's a picture of Robert Taylor. Misha, will you stop directing the scene and let's have some high-class acting?
Certainly, my dear producer. Now, shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down, you hear me? Are you ready with the lines?
Yeah, but you're not.
Yes, Mr. Moody.
When I give you the signal, you knock on Hugo's door. He's your husband. And you come inside and talk to him, okay? Action, camera. Well, boy, what is that? A camera or an egg beater?
I don't know, but we could use an egg beater here from where the jokes are laying.
I don't like
the way you're handling this scene. I really don't. I'll direct the scene myself, okay? Camera, action.
Come in.
Oh, Hugo, my beloved husband. As you know, tonight is the big ball.
Yes, tonight is the ball, my honey funk.
Cut! Come in. Who's at the door there?
Mr. Burl?
Yes.
I represent the Kvetch Coat Company.
Oh, it's you again. What do you want?
You owe $6 on that coat Judge Strait is wearing. I want my money.
Can you break a $100 bill?
Yes.
I wish I had a $100 bill.
Give me that coat.
Hey! Come back here with the coat. Come back.
phony producers.
A fine picture. The star ain't even got the coat to wear.
That's okay. We'll just change the scene to the summertime. Now, Judge, you don't need a coat. It's too hot. Now, let's continue with the scene.
Darling, I understand that Hugo Jr., our six-month-old son, was arrested today.
Yes, the policemen are so unfair. Imagine arresting a poor six-month-old baby just because he stabbed his nurse. And now they have taken him to Sing Sing.
Sing Sing? Gosh, maybe they'll give him a high chair.
Are you electrifying tonight?
Mr. Burrow? I'm from the Schlepp Coat Company.
Now, listen.
I'm sorry. I'm from the Schlepp Shirt Company.
Yes.
I don't know where I'm working.
Very clever. Very good. Pretty good for a stooge. Now, look, you were just here from the Quest Coat Company. What are you doing with shirts?
I'm working my way down. That guy's wearing our full dress shirt, and you owe us 80 cents.
Now, listen, Bud. Listen, I'm trying to produce a picture. Will you leave me alone?
Sure. All I want is the shirt. Miserly magnate.
Oh.
Why, this is a fine kettle of corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah, I can't stand fish.
Okay, now let's go. Start again. Lights, camera, action.
Remember the first time you kissed me? Remember?
Remember? I'm trying to forget.
Oh, what is this?
Mr. Burrow, I'm from the Rundown Shoe Company. That heel is wearing our shoes. $3.
Now, listen, buddy. It's not the money. It's the principle of the thing.
It's not the principle. It's the shoes of the thing. Give me them shoes.
Hey, wait. At least take them off with a shoehorn.
I got them. Greasy grafters.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is terrible. First they take away Judge Strait's coat, then they take away his shirt, and now they've taken his shoes. Misha, what are you laughing at?
A fine star, Gypsy Rose Strait. Now, listen, boy, I've got enough. I'm not going to ruin my career acting in a scene just where I'm 12.
Yeah, but Judge, think of the terrific situation. We'll make you a beachcomber. What a glamour. There you are wearing a pair of soiled trousers as you stagger barefoot along the sandy shores of the waterfront.
Ouch!
What happened?
I just stepped on a crab.
You ready? Come on, now, Judge. Give me all the glamour you possess. You meet your sweetheart on the lonely shore, miles from civilization.
I meet my sweetheart?
Yes, and as you stag along the beautiful beach with the cool spring lights and the birds overhead twitter and chirp,
yes.
You look into your eyes,
yes.
And then you say...
Hey, give me my pants.
Hey, come back in my pants. I'm making a beat this. I want a pair of shorts. No. And on top of that,
no,
I want to say in my entire career, I've never been so ready for
it. Don't get excited. Don't get
excited. Who's excited? I'm not excited.
What is this? What a scene. What a scene. The audience will gasp. They'll gasp.
Well, Burl's Brevities is going through the throes of production. Let's hope the next throw will be into the ash can. And now here's a letter which should interest all men. Gillette Safety Razor Company, gentlemen. I want to offer my congratulations on the excellence and uniqueness of your community singing program. It's one of the most entertaining and enjoyable on the air. I heartily agree with you when you say that Misfit Blades are the cause of most poor shaves, as I've found that only Gillette blades really fit my Gillette razor the way they should. I don't believe anything I hear anymore about bargain blades, because the only way I can get a good shave is with a Gillette blade. Yours very truly, Alfred C. Lewis, 220 North Fulton Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania. We thank Mr. Lewis. You know, Misfit blades often are the cause of most poor shaves, because sometimes one shaving edge is exposed so much that it shaves too close. Or if the shaving edge isn't exposed enough, it may not shave close enough. The reason you always get clean, comfortable shave with a Gillette blade in your Gillette razor is that they are made for each other. They always give you exactly the right exposure of shaving edge for perfect shaving comfort. So men, try a teamwork shave. Buy a package of Gillette blades, slip one into your Gillette razor, and let the results speak for themselves.
Seymour with some mighty sensible advice. Now it's your turn again. That song about that gal. She's nobody's sweetheart now. Are you with us? Gee, let's sing.
Nobody's sweetheart now.
Yeah, that's right, Wendell. But folks, we'll meet you right here again next Sunday. Wendell Hall, Annie Snell and his orchestra, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, Little Jolly, Judge Strait, Misha Moody, and yours truly. This is the Gillette Safety Razor Program. Never a dull moment. Good night.
Good night, Milton. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to write in for your copy of the new Gillette songbook. We'll be back again next Sunday at the same time. Until then, Dan Seymour speaking for Gillette. Good night, and don't forget, keep singing. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.